Now, just like every football team has coaches and fans, our organization also has coaches, fans, and supporters. And one of those supporters is the governor of the state of Indiana. This morning, we have an opportunity to meet the governor here of Indiana. He's a native of Columbus, Indiana, went to Hanover College, and graduated from Indiana University with a law degree. He was elected to governor back in 2012. Please give a huge FFA welcome to the governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, and First Lady Karen Pence.
Hello, FFA. Welcome back to the Hoosier State. I want to thank Taylor McNeil for that warm welcome. Thank you, Abby, for the escort. It is great. It's a great honor for me as governor of the great state of Indiana to welcome National FFA's convention back to the Hoosier State where it belongs. Thanks for letting me barge into this graduation ceremony. It's a real joy to be with you today. My schedule has taken me a little bit more on the road these days, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to be with all of the great leaders in the room here today to welcome you back to the great state of Indiana. We are just so proud to have the National FFA Convention back here in the Hoosier State every year between now and 2024. Welcome back. Indiana is proud. You have come back to the heart of the heartland, the crossroads of America, and the home of the National FFA headquarters. And for heaven's sakes, even our flag is blue and gold. So where else should FFA's national convention take place? And we look at much of the next decade. You'll be joining us here in the Hoosier State is just a good start. I'm mindful of the fact that this national convention took place in Kansas City for 70 years. And so we're looking forward to the much of the next decade just being a beginning and a down payment. But we're delighted to have you here. You know, I love to say that in Indiana we do two things especially well. We make things and we grow things. And here in the state of Indiana, we've been many things now for officially this year, 200 years. The state of Indiana is celebrating our bicentennial this year. But at the very core of the Hoosier State, I love to say that Indiana is agriculture. You all come out of wonderful agricultural families and traditions all across the United States of America, and we celebrate that. 21 million Americans work in agriculture, 15% of the total workforce, but here in Indiana, I'm proud to say that agriculture contributes $31 billion to our gross domestic product. The value of agricultural goods sold in Indiana is $11 billion, our exports $5.7. And we're proud of the fact we're number one in commercial duck production. We are number two in popcorn production, tomato processing, total eggs produced, third in soybeans, fourth in turkeys, fifth in corn, but first in the hearts of Hoosiers. So we are just delighted to have this great and extraordinary celebration of agriculture in the Hoosier State once again. But also, I want to tell you that Indiana is a place that we not only celebrate agriculture, but we celebrate leadership. It may be news to some of you that Abraham Lincoln actually grew up on a farm in Spencer County, Indiana. He was born in Kentucky, moved here when he was 9 years old, helped his father clear the land that they would till in Spencer County, Indiana, before he would head off to Illinois. You know, I know there's probably some great people from Illinois here today. Well, we like to say that Lincoln made Illinois, but Indiana made Lincoln. I got some approval on that, so thanks. But in any event, I would say to all of you as I close and let you get back to this important closing day and graduation ceremony is congratulations on your leadership. Congratulations on being young men and women who have invested in developing the leadership qualities that are so needful at this time in the life of our nation. In these challenging times, in these days of decision for America, I would submit to you that now more than ever, America needs rising leaders in this country who represent what National FFA represents. In the words of your own slogan, the best traditions of our national life come out of the farm. I truly do believe it is noteworthy how many times the Nazarene said, "Consider the farmer. Consider the farmer who tills the land." The virtues of the farm, of hard work, of patience, of faith, of commitment to community and to neighbor. These are the values that have always made America strong and will keep America strong well into our third century. And lastly, I would encourage all of you to be ready. Continue to grow in the character qualities that are celebrated and taught at National FFA. Each one of you are leaders from each of your several states, and you'll not only return, I hope, to great careers and great futures in agriculture, but I know I'm standing before men and women today who are going to continue to be leaders in this country far beyond the field. And so I want to encourage you to be ready for leadership. Mrs. Pence and I know a little bit about being surprised by opportunities. We got a phone call this summer to join a national ticket, and we found ourselves serving the people of the state of Indiana, and now I have the privilege of running for Vice President of the United States. Never imagined I'd have the opportunity to be governor of the state that I love, let alone the extraordinary opportunity that my little family has today. But my word to all of you this morning is not only a welcome, not only commending you for growing in leadership, not only congratulations on your American degree recipients, but lastly, just be ready. I looked at a verse this morning in that old book I try and open every day. I looked at it. It's found in 1 Kings. It talks about the day that the prophet Elijah went and found his successor, Elisha. And he found him, it would be appropriate to say in front of this group, he found him literally in the field at the plow. He literally was plowing with 10 yoke of oxen when he was called to leadership. So what I would say to each and every one of you, as you continue to grow in the virtues that are characteristic of agriculture, as you continue to grow into men and women of great leadership in this country, just be ready. Be ready for when the call comes. And when it comes, be ready to answer the call of your community, of your state, and your nation. America has ever depended on the values and the virtues of the farm and of agriculture. And I just know that if you will do this in increasing measure, the best days for agriculture and the best days for America are yet to come. So welcome back to the Hoosier State. It is a joy to welcome you this morning. Have a great, great final day at this National FFA Convention, and God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us this morning, and we're so appreciative of all of your support of agriculture, agricultural education, and also FFA here in the state of Indiana, and then also all across the country by congratulating all of our degree recipients. Thanks for joining us today, and also thanks to First Lady Karen Pence for joining us as well.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.
Good to be
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up one more time for Governor Pence.